It's time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92, where we get together on the radio with various health professionals from around our Q92 listening area and talk on a variety of topics. And with us today, we have back to the studios again for another appearance, Dr. Brad Hacker, who is either appearing in the medical field or appearing for coaching tennis. Right. Or you're on the radio once in a while anyway.
Once in a while, right. Yeah. I've been down here a couple times.
Good to have you back.
So, thank you very much.
No stranger to the airwaves here.
Right.
Well, this is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month this month, and that's our topic for discussion today. What do you want to tell us about it?
Well, it's something that, you know, I don't think lots of people like to talk about necessarily. It's, you know, one of those areas that we try to avoid chatting about socially for the most part.
Right.
But it's something that's really important. They have, you know, so a lot of times the first sign that you have colon cancer is probably a sign that you've waited too long to have it checked out. So the best way to catch it early, to do something about it, is to screen for it. And really, screening is kind of trickle down to two different options for you at this point. You can do a colonoscopy, and that includes the prep usually the day and a half prior, and then you come in and you go to sleep and we take a look at your colon, and then you wake up and it's all over. The other way is with a test called Cologuard, and this is a little bit newer. It's been around for 3-4 years at least now, and this tests for any type of DNA changes in the cells that would let us know that, hey, maybe you've got a problem there, right? Maybe you've got a small cancer, or maybe even a precancer growing. And if that comes back positive, then you've kind of bought yourself a colonoscopy to go track that thing down and get it out of there. But Cologuard and colonoscopy are really the two primary ways folks are screening for colon cancer these days.
Okay. Cologuard is a little easier preparation than that. I think that's what, you know, the colonoscopy itself isn't so bad, but it's that preparation before ahead of time that everybody kind of dreads, right?
That's right. I mean, once you're in the hospital, you take a little nap, you wake up, it's all over. So that's the easy part. But exactly. You know, prepping is not necessarily fun. You don't really get to eat for about a day. You know, you're drinking a lot of liquid, trying to clean out that colon so the folks doing the colonoscopy can get a good look at what's going on inside there. Cologuard's much easier. You just take a sample of your stool and send that in. So that's pretty darn easy. And that's once every 3 years. So let's say you choose Cologuard and you get a negative test. Then, hey, you're good for 3 years. You don't have to worry about anything until that 3 years rolls around again. And then you're back at that same point where you can decide, do I want to do a Cologuard again or do I want to look at a colonoscopy? So for most of the public, that's the choice. You can do either of those. And, you know, it's like you said, the Cologuard's easy. You do it in the privacy of your home. You don't have to go anywhere for it. They mail the kit right to you. You just pick it up out of the mail and take care of it.
Now, how about, is there any age, how young or how old should you be before you take maybe your first colonoscopy?
Yeah, perfect question. So 45 is the recommended age to start screening at this point. They moved it down 5 years. And again, that was a couple years ago. So 45 is when you should start screening if you're kind of a general public person. If you're a person who has a family history of colon cancer, then you want to start 10 years earlier than that diagnosed relative. So let's say your mom has colon cancer and she was diagnosed at 50, then you want to start screening at 40. So those are kind of the two general recommendations.
Okay, and then how many years between colonoscopies?
Yeah, so if you do a colonoscopy and you get a clear, you know, a clean bill of health there, nothing was found, they didn't take anything out, then you get 10 years. So get to forget about it for a long time. We'll write it down. If you do it at our facility, we'll give you a holler when it's time to come back and think about how you want to screen again. So 10 years is a nice long time, actually.
How are they doing for people that have colorectal cancer? What's the prognosis of survival on that particular type of cancer these days?
So it really depends on where it's found. Just like a lot of things, the earlier you find it, the better. Even so, cancer is staged 1 through 4. Stage 4 is the most aggressive. It means it's spread outside of that initial organ into other parts of your body even. So stage 1 colon cancer is almost always curable. Even stage 2 is pretty treatable. Once you get to stage 4, you're looking at, and it depends on the study, you know, 20 to 50% survival rates at 5 years. That's kind of the standard when you're talking about cancer. They talk about survival at 5 years. So, you know, if you get to stage 4, you know, you don't want to really roll those dice. It's not necessarily in your favor at that point.
Is there anything particular that causes the colorectal cancer?
Yeah, good question. So there's a lot we don't know about it. I mean, that's the bottom line, honestly. We do know there's a few things that add to your risk. So not to rain on anybody's parade, but grilled meats are not great for colon cancer. Red meats are not great for colon cancer. Smoking, just like a lot of things, smoking is not good for colon cancer, increases your risk, and then heavy alcohol use as well. So a lot of those things we do have some control over, whether you're grilling or your red meat consumption, or do you use alcohol, do you smoke? So we can modify risk factors a little bit, but even when you look at those, it's not tripling your risk or quadrupling your risk. I mean, it's cutting your risk down 5, 10, maybe 20%, depending on your lifestyle habits. So there's a large portion of your risk factor out there that really has nothing to do with what you eat or drink or do at this point, and we just really don't understand it. The other risk factor is if, you know, your mom or dad or a first-degree family relative had colon cancer. That definitely increases your risk again, but you have a much higher risk actually of just having a sporadic incidence of cancer. So I personally don't have a family history of colon cancer, but I still have a pretty high risk of colon cancer just because I'm an older male at this point. So those are the primary risks. Some of the things you eat and do.
You're not that old compared to some of us. So,
yeah. Thanks, Maynard. I appreciate it.
I still thought I'd make you feel good.
Yeah, I mean, thank you, man. But I'm in that age group too, so I'm screening now as well. So, So the things you can change to help yourself out, you're probably tired of hearing it, but it's a lot of the same things you hear all the time, right? Try to watch your weight, try to eat healthily, right? Don't smoke, don't use alcohol, definitely not in excess. And then just kind of, take care of yourself in a general way there. So this is one of the ways you can do it with colon cancer screening.
Right. With Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, it's a good time to be thinking about that. That's mm-hmm. why they have these particular events to bring out the awareness and make it encourage people to get in and get checked. Now, if they do want to get checked, how can they just call the clinic up there?
Yeah, they can call the clinic. Really, for the most part, if you want a colonoscopy, most of your health insurance plans are going to require you to have a physical of some type, you know, check you out, make sure you're healthy, to go through moderate sedation and make sure that's safe for you. Otherwise, you could just call up too and get a Cologuard test kit mailed out to your house. So let's say you're a patient of ours. We see you regularly. Hey, you're thinking it's time for getting this done. Just give us a phone call.
All right. And then you can call over to the radio station. We can always find a telephone number for them if they don't have a phone book handy or
something. Right. Well, the phone number up there, 320-598-7551. So give us a call.
That's right. I almost have that one memorized because I've been over there a few times lately for a variety of things. When you get to be my age and you start to develop a few problems here and there that you need to get checked out, it's really great to have a facility like that nearby. It really is.
Well, it is. Yeah. You know, we hear that from some of the, the folks in town maybe who don't have a lot of family around, or you don't have to drive an hour each direction.
Right. Yep.
So hopefully it's a convenience for folks.
Yep. And they're always adding new things up there. They're working on dialysis, I know now.
Yeah, right. So we've got a dialysis machine. Hopefully we'll have that going here in the next month or two, at least by summer. That's our goal. Yep.
Great.
So,
all right.
Got to keep it, you got to keep up with the times, right?
That's right. Exactly right.
So colon cancer, something to take seriously. And if you don't want to talk to your friends about it, just give us a holler up at the clinic.
You'll talk about it.
I'm happy to talk about it with you.
All right. Well, Dr. Hacker, we appreciate you taking some time out to talk to us. And we will hopefully get you on the air again real soon.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate having me down here. Thank you.
Dr. Brent Hacker with Wellness Wednesday today here on Q92.